Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, into the second hour. I want to talk to Eric Wilson, Jason Julio, Rob, and many others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We got Kurt Haskell, one of the survivors of the Christmas Day airline bombing 14 months ago. There's new developments there where he's openly talking about the government cooking the fake bomb for Mutallab. That is coming up. We'll get into the latest WikiLeaks releases, what's happening in Egypt. But right now, let's start getting to your calls. Eric in New York, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? How are you today?
Good. Good to talk to you.
I just wanted to touch on the Egyptian situation. I wanted to get your opinion, and something I found that if you didn't read about it yet, the American Thinker website, it's, have you ever heard of that?
I think I have seen that, yes.
It's conservative-leaning. Anybody could go on and just write their own articles. College professors are on there, all types of people. But what was interesting is yesterday someone posted a first-person account of an Egyptian student on the ground in Cairo. And we're still not sure if this was fake or not, but then it came out about that they gave the name of the person who posted it in the account of this student in Cairo. It's a lot different than what the mainstream media is telling us. Mohammed al-Bardi, according to this, and in his writing, he's saying that he's an insult to the Egyptians. And right here, his quote is, outside of Western media hype, al-Bardi is a nothing. A man that has spent less than 30 days in the past year in Egypt and hardly any time in the past 20 years is a nobody. It is entirely...
Well, no, I mean, it's confirmed that al-Bardi isn't popular, and they're calling him a transitional figure over the dictatorship. He's the globalist stooge, and the real group the CIA's been meeting with is the Muslim Brotherhood.
My grandpa watches CNN a lot, and they're already reporting that only 20% of the population is embracing them. So, I mean, if I'm not mistaken here, it looks like the Western agenda may not prevail in Egypt. It's still up in the air what's going to happen there.
Yeah, but Mubarak, after Obama told him to step down yesterday, is saying he'll leave in September, and I'm no fan of Mubarak and the torture camps and the rest of it. The issue is, why are the globalists doing this and trying to put the Muslim Brotherhood in? And that's because they want to destabilize the Middle East. Good points. Appreciate the call, Eric. Wilson in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening, Alex. It's always good to speak to you.
Go ahead.
Tyrannies enveloping the globe. And the United States is the shining gem the globalists want to use to, well, you know the rest. But I just got one quick question. How impossible is it for a place like Egypt to go into a revolution and come out with a United States Constitution, but an Egyptian one, but with the exact same principles?
Yeah, you notice our government is saying, oh, we don't really want a democracy over there, or a republic, God forbid, but, you know, at least something transitional, a government that shares power. That means a weaker government that'll be even more pliant to the globalist, and that's what's happening. I mean, it's now admitted that not even our government, but these big banking cartels, the kind of Davos consensus, wants to get Hosni Mubarak out of there, and we know why. They want the strategy of tension. They're openly running the Muslim Brotherhood that's going to now try to overthrow Saudi Arabia and all these other countries, but not to bring liberty, to bring even more hardcore Islamic-type republics into place, so then the New World Order can have a better enemy to fight.
Yes, that's very unfortunate. So basically, you think that there'll never be another America here in the world with the exact, like, 1 through 10 amendments and everything?
Well, that's up to us. But see, that's why the globalists want to destroy the name of America and put our name on all the crimes they're committing and use our tax money to fund this evil so that that idea of America is discredited so it won't be used as a challenge to their 1984 system. They don't want the answer to 1984 to be 1776. Appreciate the call. Jason, Julio, Rob, George, your calls are all coming up. 800-259-9231.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that it doesn't matter which political party occupies the White House? They have both been captured by those who are working for world government and the destruction of our Constitution. They believe that governments formed in the 18th and 19th centuries based upon constitutional rights of the people are now obsolete and need to be changed. That change will be to communism, socialism, fascism, a form of government that takes away all our rights. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now 8 minutes into hour number two. We have wide open phones covering the economy, revolutions in the Middle East and North Africa. An amazing report by Steve Watson is up at PrisonPlanet.com. Minority Report, companies push for ubiquitous iris scanning to buy and sell. We're going to be breaking down the ramifications of that, plus the incredible cold hitting the Northeast yet again, hitting much of the country, actually. It's really cold here in Texas. And Al Gore's back in the news saying this is global warming. If it's cold, it's global warming. If it's hot, it's global warming. If it's mild, it's global warming. And, of course, the answer is pay him carbon taxes. And, of course, don't make China or India or anybody else make any carbon cuts. Only the evil Westerners got to make sure they cut those carbon outputs down as much as possible. And you've got to get government permission to have a fireplace or an outdoor space heater. Europe's banning those. They tell you what type of toilets, what type of houses, what type of air conditioners, what type of appliances. Just total control with the precedent being set. But I want to go back to your calls, but I want to just restate this here. We don't have a government. It's been taken over by outside interest. And these mega combines made up of major banks and the Fortune 100, in every case, desire tyranny. They'll put communist in, socialist, fascist, strongmen, authoritarian dictators. That's what they've done all over the world over and over again. The CIA in Latin America over and over again, sometimes multiple times per nation, will put in right-wing or left-wing tyrannies as long as they oppress the people and basically hand the resources over to the New World Order. It's a giant game of world domination by the global corporations. And so if they desire tyranny in every other country, of course they want tyranny here. And then we look at what is being manifest, what is being lovingly built, what is being rolled out. According to every measurement, it is classical oppression, classical hardcore despotism, tyranny, slavery, feudalism, serfdom, whatever name you want to slap on it, it is what it is. A rose by any other name is still a rose, to quote Shakespeare yet again. So I was even blindsided by this. Look, I get blindsided by things. I remember back on 888, getting up at 6:30 in the morning and going online and seeing CNN headline, Russia attacks areas of Georgia. And we went with those articles on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But by the time I got into the office a few hours later, and by the time I got on air, I said, we don't know what's happening. This is very strange. The reports out of Europe and Russia and the region are that the puppet of NATO in Georgia has attacked South Ossetia and Abkhazia. And it took 4 days for CNN and Fox to retract and say, actually, Georgia did launch a sneak attack and went in and killed the Russian peacekeepers and shelled people's apartment complexes and homes and just went door to door murdering people, throwing hand grenades into people's houses. So, I mean, I have trouble dealing with these level of lies. I get fooled by it sometimes because who could believe that they would go with a hoax that big and say that Russia had attacked? Am I saying Russia's good or is it corrupt? No, it's corrupt. What did Christ talk about? Wickedness in high places. What does history show? 98% of the time you have corruption. You have tyrannies in place. Liberty is that shining rare jewel that Thomas Jefferson talked about. And then they were bringing in NATO troops and U.S. forces were landing and U.S. advisors were killed and the Russians rolled in mobile medium-range nuke trucks with nukes on the back, and the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff went on television. This was all over foreign news and finally came out here and said, we've moved nuclear weapons in, and if you don't back off, we're going to fire them. We're preparing for war with NATO. I mean, that's how crazy these globalists are, that gambit of doing that. And then people say, well, it's patriotic to say Russia attacked, Alex, and you need to be patriotic. Patriotic to the banking syndicate that controls NATO in our country that would try to start World War III with the Russians or was testing to see what the Russians would do? I mean, image the world as a giant powder keg with 50,000 plus nuclear weapons in 11 countries' hands, most of it Russia and the U.S., and image Dick Cheney, who it's now been declassified, called for that and ran that operation, running around with a giant flaming torch with red embers falling off all over a firework factory floor with black powder piled up all around his feet. These people are destabilizing the world in their lust for total control. They're dangerous. They're authoritarians. They want tyranny. And now they're doing something just as crazy, openly. And again, I got blindsided by Russia. A situation on 888, the media saying they'd done it when they didn't. 100% that wasn't true. And early last week, I'm like, oh, there's no way our government would be throwing out their favorite dictator in the region. This guy's got most of the torture camps there. He does whatever he's told. But I began to look at it and said, well, clearly they knew that there was going to be a revolution. They knew the people were angry. They're tracking their Twitter and they're Googling, and they know that there's major unrest over there brewing. And so they trigger it to bring in their guy. And even if that doesn't succeed, it destabilizes everything. And now The supposed government is on record, the CIA meeting with the Muslim Brotherhood a year ago, and then again 6 months ago, and then again a month ago, openly getting ready for this in headlines, U.S. government, funding and controlling opposition. And then if you didn't need more evidence, Brzezinski comes out and says it. Kissinger comes out and says it. And if you don't, and if you need more evidence of what they're doing and how dangerous they are, then Obama comes out yesterday when it wasn't clear what Mubarak was going to do and said, yeah, he needs to step down. Everybody's like, yay, democracy. Obama wants him to be free. No, he doesn't. All they tell us all day is about radical Muslims and how dangerous they are. And a group they control is now openly trying to overthrow other countries in the region. This is a destabilization tactic, and it shows how incredibly dangerous the New World Order is. It shows how risky they are. And we've got to stop fighting with each other over nations. We've got to realize there's a global corporate state, and the answer to it is an awakening to their system. Because the road they're dragging us down is not a good place to go. All right, let's go to your calls. Jason in Georgia, then Julio and others. Go ahead, Jason.
Jason, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Listen here, just want to comment on the show about Bohemian Grove. I got a message to Meltzer and that crew of his. That's a bunch of spineless wimps. Look, they set you up. They led you down that river to a setup, and they can try to hide the truth. It's not working. The truth's getting out, and these ball-headed wimps like Meltzer and that JAG Advocate General, I mean, and that woman, what a bootlicker. They come out of that jail kissing the police's ass. I can't believe this.
Get out of control. Meltzer's back on tomorrow, so I definitely tune in for that because I've now had a chance to see the show, and I said I'd do this on Monday, Tuesday, but I tend to not cover news I'm in as much as other talk show hosts would. If there's other more important things going on, I tend to not get into, kind of corollary or even capillary issues. But I tell you what I'll do. At 8 after next hour, I'm going to play about 5 minutes of the show, and I'm going to analyze it here. And yes, they talk about what a great club it is and how they'd love to be members. And, you know, it's almost like a fawning worshipfulness of it. And then he also has me describing the ritual. Then he cuts it off and says, and that's it. That's all that happened. Now, I said a lot more, and that's not all that happened. And then they don't basically describe that I escaped. They just talk about how they got arrested. But I'll say it's about as hardcore as you could imagine to get on History Channel. There was a Discovery Channel piece that a major director put together that I was in 3.5 years ago, and it was the biggest budget for a 5-part series in the history of Discovery Channel, $3.4 million. They made the whole series, and the Joe Bellinger's his name, or Belger, he's been on as a guest. He made Brother's Keeper. He made Some Kind of Monster. I mean, he's as big as it gets in documentary filmmaking, except for somebody like Michael Moore. And they made the whole piece, and then Discovery Channel just said, we're shelving it. We're not going to air it. You know, you didn't make Alex Jones look bad enough. And he said he was given final cut, and he had never seen anything like this in his career happen. And so, yeah, that's what goes on. But what do I do? Do I not take the field when Nightline wants to come down here or MSNBC? Do I not? Because even in them trying to take what I do and spinning it, we're able to then illustrate it and expose what they're doing. But one thing Meltzer did do that he kept his word on is he said, you know, don't worry, you look pretty good in the piece. And I think overall they didn't butcher what I had to say too much, and they made me look credible because I was credible in the way I spoke. But it was really kind of 50-50 where they would show both sides but kind of watered down what I had to say. But then at the end, Meltzer says that he doesn't particularly like the secrecy at the Grove, and every expert they talk to does say that basically it's bad what's going on there. But overall, it is a whitewash, and you're absolutely right. I will play a few minutes of that and analyze it. The Secret Society Bohemian Grove special that aired last Thursday night on the History Channel. And Meltzer is joining us tomorrow on the transmission.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By the way, we've got a power pack transmission for you tomorrow. Nomi Prinz, formerly with Goldman Sachs, exposing what they're up to. and getting into some of the virtual currencies they're deploying will be joining us. Brad Meltzer and George Norrie tomorrow, and a whole bunch of amazing other guests also coming up on Friday. Let's continue with your phone calls here. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air.
Alex Jones, it's great to talk to you from FEMA Region 5 here in the blizzard-covered state of Illinois. But it's global warming, Alex. It's windshields in the negatives, and, you know, it's our CO2 and our greenhouse gas causing all this corruption, this catastrophe going on outside.
Well, remember, and we have a clip of the late Senator Byrd saying 8 years ago that we wouldn't have any more snow than they have this for sure with their global warming forecast, and that we were basically all in deep trouble. But then meanwhile, Al Gore put a press release out on his Al Gore website, algore.com, saying that the snow is caused by climate change and global warming. And saying that all of our carbon is causing it to build up in the atmosphere. We've always had different weather. The only thing that's constant about weather is change. And everyone knows that. And we've had real forecasters on who a year ago predicted the blizzards we're now seeing because of sun activity. The biggest driver is the sun. They don't understand all of it, but they know when the sun does certain things happen here. But the UN said a year and a half ago, that they can officially tell you that the sun has no effect on climate. It's all humans. It's our fault. And the UN is going to tax us and take our liberties and take our power plants and raise our energy prices and inspect our homes because they are the saviors of the earth. Aren't we lucky we have them?
Yeah, thank God for them. Quickly, Alex, that last caller, I have a bunch of intel, so I'm going to go quick. That last caller talked about Bohemian Grove, that episode on the History Channel. I thought it was a joke. I'm a broadcasting major, and Brad Meltzer talking about by law they couldn't show your Bohemian Grove video. I mean, that's a crock because you are, you know, investigating these people who are violating the Logan Act. But either way, anyone who's a Grateful Dead fan, Bob Weir has been a member of the Grove, according to a Daily Mail article. They talk about praising a woman who is who's a Bond girl from the 1980s. She's like a big figure there. Anyways, Alex, with this blizzard, I know you're going to talk about it later in your show. I think, personally, over the last 4 days, we've been chemtrailed pretty hard, and I'm sure it's been going on all throughout the states that were affected by this blizzard. I think that we're having some weather modification going on in terms of intensifying the storm.
Well, there's no thinking about it. The big wild card here is that governments and private corporations, the Department of Energy, the British government, the Australian, the German government, they all admit now they're doing geoengineering. And what the old timers 15 years ago who got samples of chemtrails said, they're barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and other things. And then guess what the White House science czar says? Oh, we've been doing tests in the last 15 years, but now we're looking at going, you know, full tilt with geoengineering to save the earth from global warming. And Bill Gates is invested in it. And this is all real. And so even if it's not intentional, weather modification has ripple effects. But we can't say that blizzards are caused by it because we've always had blizzards. But clearly, when the government admits, and the Secretary of Defense back in 97, Cohen gave a press conference, Army Times, said we have weather weapons, others have weather weapons. The Chinese brag they can control the weather. The Russians do. But the media, out of one side of its mouth, makes fun of you if you talk about weather control and manipulation and weather weapons. But out of the other side of the mouth, tells you how great it is. And we have a big video, speaking of that, and I appreciate your call, Julio. It's going up today. Now, 6 years ago, when this stuff got declassified in 2005, and I noticed it had been declassified, that they declassified up until the 80s, the Weather Weapons Weather Modification Program of the Navy and the Army and Air Force. They declassified part of it. And in there was Ben Livingston, the director of the program. So we did a little Google search, found out where Ben Livingston worked, where he lives in the panhandle of Texas, that he runs a weather modification company as their head meteorologist, one of the biggest, a private one. I call him up, get him on the air, fly him to Austin, interview him. And back then, our cameras, our technology wasn't as good. Now we've taken the old interview with all the other stuff you never saw, put together an hour-long special presentation, a lot of it new, with new information, new high-def video overlays. That's going up on PrisonPlanet.tv today. And this is a guy who in 67 had Stanford Research Institute and the Army War College, Naval Weapons Laboratory, certify that they could create hurricanes, kill hurricanes, strengthen them, weaken them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to survivalsproutbank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at survivalsproutbank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ships that pass in the night and speak each other in passing. Only a signal shown and a distant voice in the darkness. So on the ocean of life we pass and speak one another, only a look and a voice, then darkness again and a silence. And I care about humanity. I know that my life is short. I know that through humanity I will live on, through my progeny, and through my progeny that will commune with your progeny, hopefully to the stars. I don't like murderous, controlling manipulators trying to keep people in the dark about knowledge so that they can be manipulated and controlled. I want to empower society. And the works of the New World Order, the fruits of the globalist, are pure evil. They are so incredibly destructive at every level. And that's why it's so important that all of us realize that our lives are like a pebble thrown into a pond, and they send out ripples throughout time and space and history, and that when you just speak up for the truth, when you stand up for what's right, when you help a little old lady across the street, when you don't fight with your wife, when you don't fight with your neighbors over petty issues, but get involved and fight for liberty and freedom, we can change the world together. I'm going to go back to George, Nathan, Rob, John, Scott, and others. Then I want to get into Minority Report, companies push for ubiquitous iris scanning and what this system really means. First, I want to, after we take calls, get into the situation and the latest developments unfolding, obviously, in Egypt. But folks know basically the course of where that's going, global destabilization and the strategy of tension towards a clash of civilizations. But before I go any further here, you heard me talking about the Ben Livingston video. And every December and January, we always offer the 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. I don't think we've ever gone into February still offering the special. Quite frankly, I wanted to get the Ben Livingston special report on weather weapons out last week, and it had some encoding upload problems. And sometimes videos go up no problem. Sometimes they have a bug or a gremlin in there, and there's endless problems. It finally got uploaded yesterday. Watson's doing an article about it today, and I wanted to have that last video out as a special while we were asking folks to sign up. And you pay for 6.7 months, and you get 5.3 months free, and we do that every January, every December and January. Now, obviously, we're into February. We're going to end this in the next few days, but I wanted to have that special coincide and end with this special weather weapons production that we've done. We've got a lot of other special productions that are be going up in the next few weeks and months, but you can get 5+ months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, or you can get a trial $5.95 membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. And the live streams of the show, the video streams are there, the archive of the radio/TV multicast, my book, Paul Watson's book, Expanded Extras, all these incredible interviews we're flying all over the country to bring you. We just spent 3 days, or the crew did, up in Alaska dealing with weather weapons and HAARP and talking to Dr. Nick Begich. That's going to be like a 2-hour special going up on PrisonPlanet.tv. It's having a big effect and waking a lot of people up, and every subject under the sun is covered at PrisonPlanet.tv. We also have the online video bookstore and the T-shirts and all the stuff that helps get the word out at Infowars.com. And you can also call and get hard copies of all of that at 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Okay, let's hurry through your calls because I want to hear from you, but also get to the news. George in Connecticut, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good to speak with you, Alex. Julio stole a little of my thunder. I was going to ask about the chemtrails, but what I'm really trying to ask is, how do you find out where they're flying out of? I'm on the New York-Connecticut border, and I see these clowns constantly crisscrossing the skies, and it's got to be out of one of the things here. And there's a type of information if we could find out for all the regions so that we can call these people up and put them on notice that we're aware of what's going
on.
Okay,
well, let's explain what's happening. Anything a government does, they compartmentalize so most people who are involved in it don't even know. So there's a lot of layers. There are thousands. If you type in geoengineering, weather modification, if you type in aerosol atmosphere campaign, literally Department of Energy, every other major government, major universities, private corporations. So there's not one program going on. So, a lot of it's publicly admitted, but it's all broken up and compartmentalized like a jigsaw puzzle that hadn't been put together yet. Okay. B, because so much of the programs are secret, it's admitted the programs are going on, but the details are secret. We don't know exactly what they're doing. That's why it shouldn't be secret under U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, that the government for research purposes, this is a U.N. treaty as well, can test chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals, or anything else they want on domestic populations. Governments just aren't allowed to do it to each other. That's U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, if you want to pull that up. So it says you're not allowed to do testing unless it's part of research. So that's why Holdren, 2 years ago when he first got in, the science czar, there's so much heat on this, he went ahead and came out and said, yeah, there is weather modification geoengineering going on. If this was a dead planet, it'd be called terraforming. That's bringing a planet to life, but this is the opposite or something different. It's not really the opposite. It's manipulation of the current climate system on a planetary scale. And so because they're doing research, you know, they can, quote, keep it secret. It shouldn't be secret. There should be congressional hearings. This information should be brought out because we don't know if they're manipulating the weather and causing this currently. We just know they have weather manipulation programs going on. So is it inadvertent or is this just a regular weather cycle? I mean, they've trained the ignorant mass that, oh, my gosh, it wasn't that cold last winter and now it's real cold this winter. It's the end of the world. There's always cycles. And so, George, I don't know because we don't know. We just know that these things are going on, but because they're secret, we don't know exactly what's going on.
What about the UN Nuremberg trials and things like this? I mean, the rules like that, because this chemical is bringing down our immune systems. We know that from various reports and things like that. Yeah.
Well, there is a 19. In fact, guys, I want to make sure my memory's correct. There's a 1977 UN Weather Modification Treaty. Just type in UN Weather Modification Treaty. It's 77 or 78. I'm pretty sure it's 77. You can read it. Legislation's been introduced by Kucinich going back a decade ago or 9 years ago to bar weather modification. So government all knows this is going on. It's just, again, quasi-secret, but great points, George. Look, there are clearly weather modification aircraft out there. That's admitted. But people point at regular aircraft and say, well, it's leaving a condensation trail too low. It's staying there for hours. Clearly, it's not ice crystals. And then they get tested. Groups have gone up, flown up, and captured it, and it's barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and other variants of that. And that's exactly what they now admit is being done in these tests. But then we have found so many patents. And I've been working for 2 years or more on a chemtrail film. We have found so many patents. It's all there in plain view, where they mix it with the jet fuel, the kerosene. And so the companies, the airlines, don't even know. It's designed to disperse these weather-modifying nuclei that forms clouds through the jet engines. It's a perfect dispersal mechanism. So, yes, there are aircraft with nozzles that are specifically designed with other forms of weather modification, but they're also doing it through the jet fuel, through the jet fuel. That's why you'll see a commercial jet right by another commercial jet in the same strata of the atmosphere. One isn't leaving a trail, the other is. Or one leaves a trail that dissipates in seconds or minutes that is a condensation ice crystal trail off the wingtips, and another one doesn't. You know, I mean, or one puts one out that stays there for hours. And I heard a talk show on Genesis Sunday driving into work, listening to it on 90.1, and I, you know, the hosts are nice guys. I tried to call in, and they gave me about 30 seconds and then went to break. And they were like, oh, Alex, you know, maybe this is going on, maybe not. No, it's all admitted. It's all admitted. And then another caller called in, because, you know, I always talk about spider goats and stole my thunder that I was trying to get to next. It's almost like a psychic connection or something with that caller. And said, well, people talk about spider goats 10 years ago and get laughed at just because people weren't aware of it, but it's admitted. They have, you know, part spider, part goat creatures that create body armor. I talked about that yesterday. So, I mean, it's not my fault that I'm informed, so I'm the weirdo because I do research. And so it's like people think just because they don't know about something that then it doesn't exist. And if you're walking around in a field at night and there's a 100-foot pit in it and you're going to fall in and break your legs bare minimum, just because you don't know the pit, you know, is there, does that mean the pit isn't there? I mean, if a tree falls in the forest, but you didn't see it fall over, does it mean it didn't fall over? You're walking through the forest, you see a tree that fell over. You didn't see it fall over, but you can see where it cracked and broke and fell over. I mean, you can look at it and say the tree fell over. But see, they didn't see the tree fall. They're not going to look at the tree falling. And so they're just going to say, hey, doesn't exist. Nathan in Ohio, you're on the air.
Just like, hey, Alex, I'd just like to start out by thanking you. And it goes back to the chemtrails that everybody's been seeing. I'm in Dayton, Ohio, close to Wright-Patt Air Force Base. Can
yes.
you hear me, Alex?
Yes,
and,
I can.
I'm sorry. And the chemtrails were amazing. There were at least 600 lines up in the sky. But last night when the power went out in Dayton, right before it, I heard thunder, and I was walking out the back door because the lights had flickered but come back on. And then I seen the brightest white flash up in the it lit up everything, almost blinding me for a second. And my neighbors come out. They're like, what was that, Nathan? You know, because I inform them all on what's going on, so they come to me with their questions, and I didn't have an answer. But today they tried telling us in Kettering, Ohio, a power line had busted over a main, and that's the whole guy. And I thought that was kind of, and I'm 20 miles away from that town.
Well, interesting, Nathan. You know, there are all sorts of different types of lightning. One time when my dad was a kid on the farm, there was a tornado down the road, and ball lightning formed and came into their house. A big, giant blue ball floated around for about 30 seconds, went through the living room, and then up the chimney on the stove, because it likes to follow metal, and went, you know, hit the stove, went into the stove, and then went out through the stove chimney. And so, you know, there's a lot of natural crazy things going on, but I can't really comment on it because I didn't see what you saw, but I appreciate your call. Again, because of all of this being secret, we don't know what's going on. But I know this. 16 years ago, before this weather modification program started, most of the time in Texas, there were beautiful, pristine, deep blue skies. Ultra gorgeous. Just not a cloud in the sky for months out of the year, off and on. Totally beautiful. I never, 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 I mean, it is incredible, see a clear sky anymore. And every once in a while, I'll get up at 6 in the morning, go outside drinking coffee, the sun comes up, and it's a sky, and then here come the jets. And within 2 hours, it's just solid trails, and then they form into cloud banks. Now, what does John P. Holdren say? What does the White House say? They say that we have a deteriorating atmosphere. It's not global warming or even climate change now. It's a deteriorating atmosphere. That's one of their talking points. Why would the globalists have a giant, now global, it's going on all over the world now. It's been phased in. They've tested it here and in Europe. Why would they have this huge program that's got to cost hundreds of billions of dollars to work with the mass distributors of jet fuel to have them covertly mix the chemicals in so that then it disperses nuclei that then form haze or clouds? Well, Holdren says that the atmosphere is deteriorating, but it's classified. Well, I've seen the film Trinity, the Trinity Project with William Shatner, and this is all declassified. It was public when they did it. Back in the 50s and 60s, hundreds of times. In fact, there's film footage in it that the Army shot out in New Mexico, and also they shot video in Nevada and other places, where it shows these missiles at night lined up, scores of them, firing them into the upper atmosphere, and you see giant white nuclear explosions up in the upper atmosphere, and they said, we're just seeing what it would do. It's kind of like, oh, let's, on 888, 2.5 years ago, let's attack the Russians and see what they do. And they said on the special that the Pentagon thought that it might have ignited. They thought one of the things that could have happened was that the atmosphere would be ignited. They thought the same thing might happen. In fact, the majority of scientists in the Manhattan Project, when they tested the A-bomb a few months before they dropped it on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, And by the way, people that say they couldn't carry out 9/11 and keep it secret, they were testing A-bombs out in the desert and keeping it secret from people. What was that big explosion? We don't know. Then they go and drop it on the Japanese and the world's told about it. Tens of thousands, more than that, they see hundreds of thousands, were involved in the Manhattan Project. They kept that secret. But that's not the issue I'm getting at here. But everything's interconnected. Listen to me. The globalist did hundreds and hundreds of high-altitude tests where they would shoot high-powered, high-megaton, high-yield nuclear weapons into different areas of the atmosphere. And during the Manhattan Project, when they were testing them at sea level, dropping them from a tower, the majority of their scientists believed that there was a good chance it was going to ignite the oxygen in the atmosphere and burn the atmosphere of the Earth off. I mean, this is all on mainline record if you want to go look it up. And they still did it. And you get enough of these experiments with the Hadron Collider and the nukes and all of it. Who knows what they did? Who knows if they blew big holes in the atmosphere and our atmosphere is spilling out to space? Mars lost its atmosphere. It's got water all over it in ice caps. Clearly once had water flowing over it, lost its atmosphere because it's smaller, doesn't have as big of a gravitational pull to hold in oxygen and other gases. I mean, who knows? Maybe they are trying to repair the atmosphere. The point is they're not telling us, and they're the ones who in one night, I forget the number, but it's dozens of nukes going off in the atmosphere, seeing if they could cause a magnetic EMP wave, and it did blow out transistors all over the planet.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
I
say about the scientific technocratic elite that they openly admit that many of the experiments they've done could destroy life on this planet or damage it greatly, and they just do it. And they write books talking about why they've done it. It's beyond nihilism, and it's the ultimate power trip for these people to know how the world works, to know how to manipulate their fellow mankind, and to hoard all this technology to themselves. And that's why I get mad at folks that only care about the Super Bowl coming up. That's why I get mad at people that aren't even concerned about dollar devaluation and what that means to all of our lives and our economy. I mean, there's so many serious, hardcore, incredibly dangerous things going on. And we need to have a bigger debate about this. We need to get control of our governments. We need to get rid of all this secrecy and find out what these lunatics are up to. Because what we know they're doing is so criminal, so crazy, so bad. What else don't we know is what I'm trying to get at here. So it's genetic engineering. Who knows what that's going to do to the planet? That's a real environmental threat, admittedly. But they've got everybody obsessed about carbon dioxide. It's crazy. Let's go ahead and go to Rob in West Virginia. Rob, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
I work with someone from the Associated Press, and reports coming out that an organization that's working in stealth with the Obama administration, known as Right Haven, is suing websites in order to shut down political opposition.
Yeah, that's been covered widely. And I appreciate your call, sir. I really do. I mean, I don't know what I can get into with all of the countless things that are going on out there. I've seen that in the news. I've seen that organization going after folks what they claim are copyright infringements. I know they've those cases are being battled, and I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to John in Michigan. John, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to point out that you've been proven right again, in case this goes under the radar. It was some time ago you made a comment, and it was in the context of a news article that highlighted the use of prison labor in the event of a martial law type scenario. And pretty much your comment was that when the hammer actually comes down, one of the first things that happen is that the prisons will be empty to fuel violence and chaos.
Yeah, that was done in Egypt. Again, they have a playbook they use. What report are you specifically talking about?
Al Jazeera reported yesterday, in a video titled "Thousands Escaped Egypt Prisons," that extremely well-armed looters took on the prison and busted it open and freed all the prisoners.
Yeah, well, the report's confirmed. That was about 4 days ago in Al Jazeera and a bunch of other publications out of Egypt. Was that they would catch these people, and they'd be police officers or military, and that they're doing this as part of a destabilization campaign. And so certainly some of that's going on. It's just not clear who they're working for, because a lot of the army and the security forces have been trained in the West. In fact, the top generals just so happened last week to already be in D.C. And at the Pentagon, the top Egyptian brass. And so, yes, I did see those reports. We did cover that, I think, back on Monday, that is indeed going on.
Yep, that's all I got.
All right, thank you so much. Very interesting points on that front. Yeah, we're going to find out more about what's happening in Egypt as it unfolds, but it's now not denied, and even I am blown away by it, that the people running things are so ruthless that they would undermine their own dictator and then try to put in the Muslim Brotherhood to stir up trouble. I mean, it just shows, in every case, the Muslim extremists are financed, controlled, protected. Who did they use to overthrow areas of Serbia? Muslims. Who did they use to attack the Russians? Muslims. And then who do they use to take our liberties here at home? The Muslims. Who do they protect and get on aircraft? The Muslims.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.